Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everyone. This is Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor host for the next hour. So please get ready. We're going to give you lots of great readings. We have Veronica, our favorite audience member, who really is like, what should we call you? The invisible co-host.
Yeah, or what is the guy with the humpback, you know, what's his name? Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Anyway, she's here.
I never would have picked the Hunchback.
We have the male side of the house well represented, and we are going to have some fun with you. Now, how is everybody's summer going? Maybe we should discuss a couple of things here, like, for instance, how amazing these cards can be when it comes to, let's say, matters of the heart. Mm-hmm. When you are involved in an emotional dilemma, when you've had your heart broken, when you don't know how he or she really feels about you, that's when you should come to personal prophecy, which is this method my grandmother taught me, well, back in 1982. And I will tell you that over the thousands and thousands of readings that I've given in the years since, they've never been wrong about how someone truly feels. Mm-hmm. Now, I've often been asked, can you make somebody love you? And I, in my book, I do reserve a good amount of space to this. If it doesn't have the potential, that relationship, for becoming reality, no. The only thing you'd end up doing is trying to pursue somebody who simply does not have potential to be your partner. And you're going to end up driving them away.
Right.
Because you're like a nut job or something.
Right.
But on the other hand, let's say you've just met somebody, you haven't even attempted making a move, and the cards would then give you that encouragement, that insight, mm-hmm. that prophecy you need, that where you would be able to look at the cards and know, this is going to be the one. Mm-hmm. This is my soulmate. This is my true partner. You know, however you conceive that relationship of you know, long-standing and full of commitment to be for you. Then there's on the flip side, and we were going to talk about this until the requests for readings start being called in, and Veronica's going to give you that phone number.
Yes, that number is 646-595-4274.
There you go. Let's get started. The other side of the whole issue that I often am called on to deal with in readings is when relationships end because his or her heart belongs to someone else. Often it will be somebody from the past, somebody they haven't quite found closure with. Thank you very much. Or they're still longing to reunite, we'll say a marriage that ended badly. One was, you know, like in the movies, sent packing in the middle of the night.
Right.
But that person can carry in his or her heart that need, that desire, that pain for a long time, even when they try to move on. And this is where readings can be really essential in a relationship. Or in a relationship you're trying to get going, you're dating a guy, let's say you're dating a guy, and it never seems to go to another level,
right.
Or it's in a hurry to go to another level. This is when a reading is going to help you to be able to understand,
right.
you're not his beloved, you're
right.
not the one,
right.
And no amount of trying is going to make that happen. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be shall we say, passion-filled moments of intimacy.
Right.
There will still be all the earmarks and trappings of that kind of romantic, love-filled relationship, but, Veronica, you know the story. It
sometimes can just fizzle and die.
and the best thing we could ever hope for is that the object, the person of our affection will be honest with us.
Right.
Okay, and tell us. And I'm seeing that Veronica's going to give the phone number again.
The number again. It is 646-595-4274.
All right. So now we have some email readings to start out with.
Okay.
Lisa in Alabama. She wants to know if the person she's been having a relationship online with for 2 years is real, as they are never available for calls or FaceTime calls.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Big red flag, I'm thinking.
I
mean,
Dr. Phil possible.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like real. I'm feeling like maybe involved or...
But 2 years is a long time to
yeah.
be dragging
a
out
long
a
time.
Facade.
And never to actually have never available face for an
face.
Actual voice call.
I don't like that.
Voice call.
So we're going to look at this.
Or a FaceTime.
I'm going to actually use... a full 24-card layout, just so you know, I'm not just drawing and grabbing a couple cards. This is going to be the actual layout that I use in a one-on-one consultation or session, I guess you could say, with me. Also, I am only using ordinary playing cards. So this isn't tarot, just for everybody to be on the same page.
Right.
It's not tarot, it's not oracle,
not
angel, whatever cards are out there. And frankly, I've never studied any of them,
no.
So I can't tell you. Like, you'll please give me a moment, and Veronica will chat with all of you.
So it's interesting, because...
I would really like to talk to this person.
Well, and if they're truly... I would say they're not like the Dr. Phil things where people are trying to scan money.
Right.
Because I think we would have heard something about money in their question.
I think so, too.
But it could be a married dude.
It could be a married person or one of those catfishing thing again where
but
it's
even
not
catfishing
a person.
2 years.
Well,
or what do you gain from that?
That show that was has been on.
What
I mean,
do you gain from 2 years? What do you
just,
get out of it?
Oh yeah, what is
that?
Eventually, there's a zinger part eventually.
Well, sometimes these people just, I mean... They might be worried that they look bad, or they're not the skinny, handsome, or girl that's whatever.
Or he could be 65 years old.
It could be
65
years old. It could
be
a woman. Or, I mean, I don't know. Or it could be completely innocent. Could be, I'd like to know the reasons that they use when they can't use FaceTime, or they can't use phone call. I would like to know those. I'd like to know those details.
That's the advantage of the people that call in. They can get
right.
more interaction.
Lisa from Alabama, we need you to call us.
Right.
Well, but I can't provide her with this. What I'm picking up from these cards intuitively is that this is an individual who is severely disabled and is going to find themselves, they feel, in a situation of being horribly rejected. This is somebody... that needs to stay, you know, cloaked with the internet, if you know what I mean. this is somebody that I don't think is ever going to be able to take those calls or do FaceTime. And but I want her to know that hopefully he hasn't taken too much of her own spirit or her soul, but I think she's really been doing a lot for this individual.
Like
giving him somebody to talk to.
I gotcha.
Feeling as if somebody loves him. Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, though, it's never going to be, hon, I'm sorry to say, it's never going to be what you are hoping that it will be. So I would say the best thing to do from what I see is you can still be friendly.
Right.
But I think it would be wise to, you know, move your sights to somebody in a better position.
So they're not hiding per se.
Yeah.
They're just
leaving some facts out.
Leaving some in. I would maybe not so much ask personally, like, hey, is this the reason why? But maybe
eventually gotta,
you know, say, hey, this
make
is
an ultimatum.
This is not working. You know, I would love to stay friends because we've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah, but
if it's not gonna go for more than that, I really cannot have relationship
and
with an email.
He has an impairment where he is permanently celibate, if you get what I mean. So there's not going to be that.
No happy ending.
No consummation.
That's
I'm sorry
a bummer.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that we're starting out on a bit of a low note, but you have all sorts of possibilities around you. Widen your horizons. The right one will appear in front of you. You just have faith.
Get off online. She needs to go, like, into the world, or is she going to maybe look for someone else in the email online world?
I think so, but the internet is such an iffy environment.
You never know what you're going to get.
Right. Now, you didn't meet your guy.
No.
On the internet.
I did not. Not like most people do. I met mine at school. Our kids, we were on the PTA together, and we were friends for about 3 years before we kind of did anything. Even after we met up for coffee and stuff, we still hung out for just 6 months.
So. I really believe she's going to be in a beautiful relationship.
Okay.
A bit after the first of the year. I'm hearing late February, early March. So not everybody's going to be a connection for it. Right. So I really think you're going to have to move on smartly.
And please, if you are watching
or listening,
please call us. Call us. That's what we... I feel like Deb can really connect with you better and get a little bit more insight on your situation.
Exactly.
And the number is 646-595-4274.
Righty.
We have, I guess they're battling the switchboard right now, but we have plenty of email readings coming in.
Okay.
So next is Alice in Kentucky. This would be interesting. Feels like her husband is hiding something.
Uh-oh.
And would like a reading today on it.
Well, my personal rule of thumb is if something feels hinky, it probably is.
Right.
You know.
But unless you're paranoid.
Sometimes the hiding is for a surprise, so it might not be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She might get a car.
Typically,
it's
a chronic, long-term thing, not like the last 3 days and hide something. It's usually been the hide something for
sometimes
a month or two now.
I feel like if there's a hinky thing going on, a bad thing, that they're overly loving, and they're not, and they're hiding, but they're overly
overcompensating
if they're doing something naughty in that sense. They're feeling guilty. So I hope that the guilt is not there, and I hope I have faith that it's good hinky stuff.
Well, let's remember this is news for the soul.
Right.
Yeah, it's not called good news for the soul, though, is it?
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
I'm just saying, we live in the world that's real.
I think this young lady is going to have to open a really big, very honest discussion with this husband.
Well, there you go.
There have been instances, not very many, and I'm kind of going to tap dance around this for her, because we don't need to broadcast everything. there is a situation here where he is contemplating
what?
His true nature.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. I know. And I think it's really important that the two of you sit down, maybe in front of a counselor. Yeah. This needs to come out.
Yeah.
It needs to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ain't going to go away. Those things don't go away.
And often men that are confused will often take a wife. And then they try to make themselves, you know. But when the world we're living in, think about this.
Right.
We've got porn right and left of us. We have sex clubs. Do you know that there is a huge subculture of people that are swinging and cheating and, you know.
And it's a natural thing. It's an open marriage type of thing. It's not a situation.
Yeah, and the trouble is we're being bombarded with all of this new sexual orientation, and is it any wonder that some of us don't question it?
Right.
You know, it
seems all a little fishy.
I had a male client that would often get a reading from me, and he'd say to me, when I drink a lot, I like to watch really kinky tranny movies. Now, does this mean, he said, that I'm gay? I said, I think it just means you're kinky.
Right.
Mm. You know, and you enjoy the kink.
Right. It's a train wreck. You can't take the eyes off a train wreck. You don't like it, a train wreck, but you can't stop watching it.
So that's what I'm feeling is
right
here. And I believe it's due to an experience very early in his life that involved a molestation involving a man.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, these children don't understand when they become aroused. They don't understand these feelings that are happening to them.
Yeah, it's a confusing type of thing. And sometimes they're not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. They just don't understand.
And frankly, there's a big row to hoe here because these cards are...
They
who? They row to hoe, as in hoeing.
I know what hoeing
like
is.
Like a garden?
Yeah, I understand that.
There's a lot of stuff
Lots of stuff going on here.
I've heard
the
phrase before.
What?
Nope.
So I would make sure, and I would encourage her, if she was my client coming to my office in Virginia Beach, I would
say
it is really important for you to know everything that you need to know, right? So I hope that helps.
Yeah, don't hide it. Go in and talk to him now. Like, this is important.
For one of my clients, she happened to find a cell phone he had that was private. It had fallen off his desk as he was leaving to go. He was going off somewhere. And she went into his office to print some papers on his printer.
Oh, no.
And this was at home. And she found this phone. And all full of secret activities in this group of friends that he had.
Great.
So it's important to know what's happening.
That's
awful. Know, and how it's impacting your life.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Hopefully on a better note. That number is 646-595-4274.
All right. Well, as they work through their switchboard issues, we have more email readings coming in. Danielle, but from New York.
Oh.
Would like a reading to see if her current partner is the one and if counseling would help.
Okay.
Ooh, so that means it must be a little bumpy.
Maybe.
The ride must be a little bumpy. Or it's not going the way she wants.
And you know the thing I always want to stress is that the best relationships are not the ones without conflict.
Right.
Those are scary relationships.
The ones that have absolutely no rocking of the boat. You don't speak your opinion. You just sit there and hide.
Or you don't have any idea how strong your union is.
Right.
It's those that are having some issues that this is where the strengths will come from.
Exactly. The ones that I feel like not arguing, but we'll have something to talk about. When you have something to talk about, I feel like there is actually something to build on.
I love that.
Thanks. I try.
That is really good.
when you stop talking, that's kind of when you're in trouble.
And as a therapist who used to often be on the show with me would say, the key words are over-communicate.
Yeah.
Well, look at the people out in restaurants, and I'm just as guilty. you go out and what's everybody doing? Ooh, we're all scrolling through Facebook.
You're all sitting on your phones playing a game on Facebook together, but you're not looking at each other. You're forgetting that you're sitting in front of that person or beside that person. So I'm guilty of that as well.
But if everything's going well, that's not necessarily a problem.
True. Sometimes maybe you just need to go out of the house and be disconnected.
Right.
Sometimes if both people are happy, it's okay.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay, this is for Danielle. Boy, we're getting a lot of clarity in these readings during this show.
I like it.
For her, I would definitely say counseling should be in order.
Okay.
For that. The love is there. It truly is, but I feel she ends up on the disappointing end a lot.
Oh.
And the relationship is not necessarily going to be a forever kind of thing. So that's why I think that it wouldn't hurt to cover all your bases. If you've been falling apart a little bit and aren't seeing eye to eye anymore,
or running out of things to say,
running out of things to talk about, this would be a good thing to do, is have a third party help you to see where there could be things resolved.
Right.
But on the other hand, it could also bring you to that point of clarity of thinking,
right,
I think I'm going to need more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't think he's actually doing all that he could do. But like I say, doing counseling is going to help you bring, you know, a conclusion to that open-ended question.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's okay if I say this, but I personally think there is somebody way better for you. Once you can finish.
I love it when you do that. I really do. When you're like, this person you've been with for however long, I could see that it may or may not work, but there is something out there for you that's better.
Well, if we were able to talk to her, this would be easier. But I don't want her to go away feeling defeated.
Right.
You know, life is an immense sea of opportunity.
Right, right.
And I don't believe that anybody comes into this world to spend it alone unless they choose to.
Or fighting
to
get someone else or get something or find their right person.
So I really think that if she ends up having to look beyond her current partner, she will not be disappointed. I see great potential for that new relationship.
So you said that we're really quick. So it looks like that she's on the disappointing end, where it's a constant battle between the two of them.
Well, I think she's putting in
a lot,
you
and
know.
This other partner is not.
No.
So maybe I've had friends where they went to counseling together, and they also went to counseling apart. So they went to a marriage or a partner counseling, and then they also went and talked their problems in the room with someone else, not with their partner, together to butt heads or whatever. So that also could be something that
I agree that there are definitely ways, but sometimes the cards will give me a feeling that we're trying too hard to make something work
that's not going to fit, like I'm putting a square peg in a round hole,
which
type
is
of thing.
One of the biggest problems I have with Dr. Phil's show,
mm-hmm.
if any of you out there watch it, it annoys me to no end the way he will take two completely dysfunctional people
and try to make them work.
And and it's like he's got this big glue gun out, and he's just going to glue them back together. And I'm yelling at him from my side of the television saying, no, they don't need to
be together.
You're
right.
Miserable.
Sometimes just go be done. Yeah, I understand that too.
So my blessings and good luck to Danielle.
Yes, and please call if you ever can. Call in, and that would help us just give a little bit more insight on your issue.
Right. Because this
helps.
Is a bit of an
really
interactive process.
Right. Yeah.
The email readings, people all want in, though. Plenty of those. Wendy in Ontario.
All right.
Says she would like a basic reading, but then there's an about, where's my soulmate part of it, aspect to it. So
basic reading,
but that, kind of that focus, soulmate focus.
So a soulmate. Basic
where is
reading.
My
got it.
Where?
You know, it's funny, isn't it? Kind of ironic. People will always ask about the soulmates. People seem really hung up on this soulmate.
Right.
When that person takes so many different forms.
Right.
And there will be many different soulmates.
I know.
Ones to inspire you, others to spur you on.
Right.
And we can have, of course, the romantic soulmate.
Right. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I have found over the years of my many, many years where you're like, I wish these people were still my friends. But there's a time and place, there's a season. That song and that verse, all of that always comes in play because sometimes you are just needing that soulmate for that little bit. And they encourage you to move on or whatever. And then sometimes it's time to move on.
Well, and
you know?
Some are here, like you said, for
right.
a season.
Right.
To teach us something. To make us aware of
right.
something. They're not meant to stay.
And they're not meant to stay. Exactly. Like the mayfly. The mayfly lives for 24 hours and then it's gone.
Gee, that's not much
it's
of a
It's sad,
life.
But it's kind of a sweet, you know, you live when you can. You kind of like, what's the word, you know, don't take something for granted.
Okay, this is for Wendy in Ontario, I
mm-hmm.
believe you said.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, you have so many potential dating partners around you that it's unbelievable. I mean, you are like,
wow.
She's like the queen. Where they're all looking at her, but I don't think she sees it.
Okay.
Right. So now, hopefully, hearing this, she will become more aware. The thing is, what you are searching for or hoping for cannot be, hunted down. It has to come to you in your own way and time.
Mm.
Now, there are many potentials, and you could grab at one of these, and a lot of people do. They'll meet a nice guy or gal and say, well, I'm going to date her and do things. And then pretty soon they fall into, being comfortable. And in a way, they're sort of just waiting it
settling.
Out. Settling. Yes, we know some folks like that.
Yeah.
But for her, what she is so dreaming of is closer than she thinks.
So she's overwhelming herself a little bit too much. Needs to have some clarity.
Love that.
Yeah.
And to realize what a desirable woman she is. You know, sometimes we need to just go out and buy some really nice lingerie. Nobody else at the time will know we've got it, but
right.
we're going to wear it. And there was a lady who loved to call, I don't know if you remember her, from Boston, and she was into shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And she, remember her shoes made her feel so womanly and that was her
niche.
Yeah, it was, definitely. There's definitely something big on the horizon. Personally, if you were to put a gun to my head right now and make me have to give you something concrete, she's going to have a choice of three men. Three, Wendy. Not one.
Three.
Not two, but three.
Okay.
And overall in your life, stop worrying so much about money. When we worry about money, it makes the universe give us more worry and more scarcity. You have to find, and I'm sure you do this, Veronica.
All day
you kind of live on a shoestring a little bit.
I do. But I'm a budget. I'm a frugal.
And you
person,
get up in
so.
The morning, and I'll bet right away you have something to feel good about, grateful
I try.
For.
I try to start the day with a good note, not a, oh my God. I mean, someone's mother, whom I talk to on a regular basis, she says, thank God I'm alive today. Thank you, Jesus. I woke up today. And I need
and
to do a little bit more.
And if it's the mother I know of, she really could go the other way completely.
She really could. I think that we would give her that credit, too, because she has gone through a lot of crapola in the last couple of years. So,
Wendy, what we're saying is keep it simple.
Yeah.
Get up every morning and find things. If you love your little... your dwelling, if you love your place where you live, feel appreciation for that.
So Wendy's reading is stop worrying and it will come.
Believe in abundance. Believe that every good thing is out there for you. And my favorite thing that I do is I believe in magic. If you believe in magic, magic exists. Because really, we create our
right.
own reality.
We do.
So
just, say it over and over again.
Wendy, there's no doubt in my mind that you asking for this reading is going to kind of get you turned in the right direction, and you're going to come back to us, hopefully calling us in
yes,
the future,
call.
And you're going to tell us that
yeah.
things are working out
yeah.
pretty good.
I like it.
All right.
Okay. And that number is 646-595-4274.
Email readings.
Okay.
Next, I think it is pronounced Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, in California.
Braden.
Is it,
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, we can.
You can ask. We can ask, but you might not get an answer soon.
Okay, I think Braden.
In California, said he recently came out to his family.
Okay.
Came out.
Yeah.
And he would like Braden to ask how his family will deal with the news on a long-term basis, and if there's anything he needs to know. Also, is there a potential relationship for him in the horizon?
Wow.
In the near future.
I am proud of you, Braden, because that really takes some courage, and you have to find a place of grace for yourself, because when we do this with our families, they have so many, you know, loving expectations of, you know, of us.
Right.
So I'm going to look for you, and Veronica and Jim are going to chat with you while I conduct your reading.
So I actually just, let's see, I don't want to say I witnessed it because I wasn't nearby, but this kid in high school, we kind of felt like there was something always there, but he wasn't going to admit it, and he told his family, and his family was like, thank God you finally told us. We always kind of had this feeling, and we just didn't want to force it on you, and maybe that's not your situation, but I feel like family now, better than 10 years ago, or even a couple of years ago, are so much more accepting, because all we want is our kids to accept who they are. That's all we want, you know?
Oh, and I'm so glad that Veronica just told that story, because that's exactly how it is for you, Braden.
Awesome.
What I'm seeing here is a
goosebump.
It's like a sense of relief that they've raised you to be such a fine young man, and they love you more than whatever your orientation is, if you catch what I'm saying. That to me is true unconditional love, and so few of us practice that. I will love you if,
right,
you know, but if you don't, then
you're done.
Yep. And I'll tell you, I really think there's only one woman in your family, your circle, who is going to really keep her true feelings to herself, but it's better that way.
It's better. Okay.
Okay. And I'm thinking this could be mother, a close sister, an aunt. Somebody here isn't really quite kosher with it.
Okay.
And they're going to pray for you to,
oh, boy.
Well, how to get straight. They're going to pray for you.
Oh, I hate that. I really do.
I do, but it's
all we're supposed to do is just accept other people, especially your family. So
even
care.
In a religious
really,
sense.
Right.
Yeah, and I think a lot of Christians have a real hard time with
that.
They
really
do. But it's been said to me, God doesn't create anything he doesn't love.
Exactly.
So I think for Braden, this is good news, and he wants to know about a relationship. And I'm definitely seeing it through your work, Braden. There's a pursuit here, like maybe getting involved with the upcoming election or something possibly a little bit political or social.
Oh.
I'm not able to put my finger directly on it, but Braden, you are going to not only meet the man of your dreams, you're going to get married, and it's going to be fabulous. And I'm seeing two children, a boy and a girl, down the road, yes. So, you know, all's well that ends well, and I feel this is going to be your big love story, starting with your family, you know, and then ending with the man of your dreams.
I like it.
I do, too. And you're the one that's going to need to work on a few issues before we go, Braden, because I'm seeing around this marriage, you would have to learn how to be more secure and less, jealous, insecure, possessing. You'll work it out. There's no doubt in my mind you'll work it out. So good luck to you, hon, and
I don't think we don't have a lot of guys that call in, and that's really hard.
There is a battle with the switchboards. So.
Well, not
if not today, in the future.
Please.
Because that really does help. And then we really get to kind of connect a little bit better with you.
And do you realize how many out there that are listening heard this and have now a sense of hope for themselves?
I like it.
You know, not every family is going to run you out the door.
No. And I have read and heard and personal people that I personally love and are friends with. Sometimes there is a really hard, you don't want to give it, you don't want to say it, you don't want to tell anybody because you're so worried about what their reaction is and what's going to happen in the long run.
Right.
But I feel like sometimes they don't even know how their reaction would be unless you tell them.
Well, that's true. And why live a lie?
Right. That number is 646-595-4274.
All right. Well, we have a Jacqueline. I hate to butcher the name.
How do you spell it?
Jacqueline.
Ooh, Jacqueline.
Is it Jacqueline?
Or is it Q?
It could be Jacqueline. I just.
Can you spell it?
C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, no, I just read it. She said, I was in a relationship for 12 years.
Mm.
I walked away. Too stressful. What do you see in my future?
Okay.
Do we have a where we're from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. Okay, walked away. Too stressful.
And too bad we can't talk to her because I have a million questions.
Yeah,
I
me
would
too.
Like to
I
ask.
Always want to know what's the stressful stuff. She's typing?
I can.
Oh, you can. Is this from the Facebook room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Facebook.
And she's listening, obviously, so I don't know.
Oh, yes.
I don't have to type the question.
Okay,
so she's done after 12 years.
So she's 12 after 12 years.
Away.
She's walked away, and you want to know what is in the future, or that this person will be okay, or you'll be okay without this person? I have too many questions.
Well, I think maybe the cards
are explaining.
I think, personally, Jacqueline, that you walked away for all the right reasons. This individual was never going to fully change, no matter how many promises were made. You know, some just simply can't overcome, whether it's a rage issue, a gambling issue, a drinking, drugging. I mean, think of all the addictions that are out there, the lying. To me, lying is like the worst.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Lie to me and you steal my dignity, you steal my everything.
Not just trust, all the above goes out the window too.
And everything, I know this probably sounds so lame, but everything's going to be okay. It's all going to work out. You need to fully turn yourself toward the future regarding love, and remind the universe, the higher power, you know, however you wish to think of that which is greater than us all. And remind them that you are a being full of love and you are seeking to share that love. Put things out there real pretty like that.
I like it.
You know, it comes back to you tenfold. Now, you're a smart lady and you are not going to fall for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along, because she knows how to spot a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she knows when something isn't on the up and up.
Okay.
So use that instinct, and you watch and see. I believe a year from now, next August, you're going to look back and realize just how far you've come. Sometimes we need that yardstick.
Right.
She's going to have more money than she thought she was going to have. She's going to have all new, like, friends around you. Very possibly a new work situation that it'll have you jumping out of bed every morning.
Ooh.
To be able to go. Those are the best kind, you know.
All new.
And the love of a lifetime is right around the corner. But you've got to work on you right now.
Right.
You don't want to be dragging luggage,
right,
emotional baggage with you. You know, I get the feeling that you were the brunt of quite a lot of very hurtful statements, that there were things said to you that you know, in your heart and spirit, it's almost as if you can't help but believe them. But don't you dare.
Right.
Don't you dare. Somebody that is that angry just wants to hurt other people or that has no happiness.
We have a caller.
Okay, so what I'm going to say to Jacqueline is,
okay,
you keep your head up, you stay positive,
yeah,
and you watch and see, but yeah, work on you in the meantime.
Yeah, and don't believe all the things that was said to you over and over and over again.
Oh, no, not at all.
And I think that working on that year, I think that will be like a whole, like what you said, all new. I mean, a whole new leaf, like your personality and everything
will really
come out of it.
You're going to be shiny and brand new.
I like it. A new, a shiny penny.
Yep, and boy, oh boy, that person is going to be one of those sitting crying into their beer proverbially and talking about the one that got away. And that'll be her.
I like it.
All right, darling, things are going to be good. Just watch and see. And we're going to hold a space for you,
yeah,
with light and love. All right.
That number is 646-595-4274.
We have a phone call.
Oh, yay.
We're back online.
Yay. We were getting so bored talking to ourselves.
We were going to the home of the Liberty Bell.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Pennsylvania.
Where we just were.
We have a lot of followers from there.
Yeah, we do.
Hello?
And who is, oh,
do we know who this is?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Deborah Lee. What is your first name, and where are you calling us from in Pennsylvania?
My name is Allie, and I'm calling from actually Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh!
Hello, Allie.
Was it? And it was the home of my dearly departed husband.
Yeah.
So, what was your first name?
Allie.
Oh, Allie.
Yes.
What can we do for you, my dear?
Well, I've been having a lot of issues, just feeling like very unhappy with how my life's been going as of late. Just wanted to give a call.
Well, what seems to be the biggest issue?
Well, I went to college and graduated, which is great and all, but I'm not doing anything with my degree. And it's a little tough because I lost my job and I had to move back a step with my job. So it's a little bit of negativity in my life when it comes to jobs and adulting.
Sure, you graduate with a heart full of hope and, you know, the world is your oyster, and then next thing that happens, boom.
They chewed you up and spit you out.
And it's a lot of people are going through that very thing.
Yeah.
So you're not alone. Now, Allie,
yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm alone, but.
Well, of course.
Right.
You know, and would you really like to work in the field? I mean, are you yearning for a job in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, I went to school with a communications degree, so something in, like, the film industry or video production was something I've always wanted to do. So it's very difficult to get a job right out of college, making certain type of money and doing what you love doing. And at first I wanted to be in news, which was my biggest thing, but I wanted to be like a creator of like a director or a producer of like movies and stuff, because that's what I'm really into. So, but it's just hard to find something like that.
Okay,
starting out.
I haven't even got all your cards rolled out, but I wanted to ask you, is there anything that really stops you from doing this on your own?
Right.
Moonlighting with it, or like the internet and all the different platforms, and there, it's a wide open field. And if you can bring good creativity of your own,
right,
you can be the paradigm shift.
Right.
You can. Mm-hmm. And I'm still laying your cards out, but when I first got involved in newspaper column writing, I got taken on by this newspaper, and I was low man on the totem pole, but I'll tell you, I just made up my mind I was going to change the world through that paper. And pretty soon they were giving, I mean, not because I was that great, but I was that determined.
Yeah, determination.
Ended up being on the top of the heap, winning journalism awards, and the kicker is I had never even gone to school for it. I didn't even know how to write a column.
But
tell you, when you just let your own energy drive you, it's amazing. It is so amazing. And for you, I'm looking right at it. What you're going through right now, is the a set of challenges that are meant to enable her to realize just how much she really wants
it. Yeah.
It's not going to come easy. And, you know, you look at celebrities and, you know, Quentin, what's his name, Tarantino, and all those other, and you think, well, they just stepped right into it. And they, a lot of them didn't. They had to scratch and, you know, struggle.
And climb their way to the top.
And for you, I see that if you've got really ballsy.
Or moxie.
Yeah.
Do that instead.
I see that you could get your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm perceiving is looking for kind of a, not a, I mean, it's hard for me to explain. Sometimes with readings, I have to sit and think a long time to get the real picture.
Yeah.
What I am actually perceiving is that I think you may have to eventually leave Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, that's, I hate to say it, but that is, it's not like a small place, but it kind of is in the realm of things when you're wanting to do producing.
Now
you do
have a job, so you are gainfully employed, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you could moonlight. A lot of people out there with these little homespun businesses are looking for someone like you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we'll take me. I have an office. I work in a professional building, and I've often wanted somebody to come along that could put together some really good videos for me.
Like web paging.
Teaching and training.
It's possible.
And, yeah. So I'm just saying, find your own little crack in the door.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's right here. It's going to boomerang in your favor. But for right now, what I'm seeing is distance, I think, is the internet.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, she can really get going.
I hate to say it, but Instagram, Twitter, all of those social media helps literally put your foot in the door in little tiny bits, enough to catch you and maybe put you in the right step.
Now, I'll tell you, for me, what happened was in 1995, this is back in AOL's old days when you had to log in. What was that with the
DSL?
Yeah, DSL. Back in the old days.
Dial-up.
You might be too young to know what that is.
I would open up a chat room on AOL and just give readings on a Friday or Saturday night. I had nothing better to do. I wasn't doing this yet. And I was scouted by AOL. They sent one into my chat room, and they started talking to me in messaging after the show, and they said, "We're looking for a psychic love doctor. Do you think you might be interested?" And I was like, "Yeah, would I?" And the next thing I knew, they had given me a special presence on one of their top 10 AOL sites, and from there it just skyrocketed. So where there's a will, there's a way. I'm full of these little
the little clicky things.
But I think you believe in yourself more than you give yourself credit. And I really think that if you just started to put yourself out there a little bit.
Right. Even if you were just so I'm going to throw
you are really good as a like a generator of ideas.
So I do a lot of free marketing. I go to a lot of places and tell people what they could do if it works. I would definitely create some type of Instagram page, Facebook page, all of the above, Twitter, all the issue pages.
To establish.
And you don't even have to really put yourself out there in like taking pictures or whatever, but you could tag things, and then those people will tag and then see your tag, even if you are just doing like, here's what I'm working on today, and then do a lot of something else tomorrow, and then see what other people have done. That also can really help.
And start her own video blog.
Video blogging. I mean, blogging is a huge deal right now. My friend just retired after 25 years in the military. She's done nothing else, and she started a blog.
And you can really get known through these things.
And it has opened up so many different things in her head.
Go to schools, go to you know, brainstorm out a bunch of places that you could go and even
right.
in the beginning volunteer.
Yeah, or put your card out or coffee houses locally. Allie, you have got to call us again or at least get on her page on Facebook and at least say, hey, this is me. This is my information. I really want to see big things
from you. And
I
want her to have this little nugget.
Yeah.
You're going places, girl.
Yeah,
this
and I want to be there kind of just to put your name out there, too. So make sure you post something on her page so that we can share you.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay.
And all you have to do is baby steps.
Right.
And, you know, one girl that works with us, she actually had so many friends on Facebook when it first started
right.
that the director from that, you might have heard of the TV mm-hmm. show Dexter, they contacted
yes.
her and hired her to do their marketing.
Right, Mad Men as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She did a lot of picture, yeah, I'm not sure what it's called, influencer. She was an influencer.
Yes. So
that's something you could do too.
So things may seem bleak right now, but that's when you have to have that determination.
Right.
Do or die, I'm doomed.
Right.
You know.
It Deb's thought. So you got something going for
you.
So you need to make sure that you just do it.
You've got the best part
yeah.
in it. And you know what you bring to a lot of what you will be your work is love.
Mm-hmm.
There is such love for your craft.
I like it.
You watch and see what it's going to do.
That's exciting.
Please call us again.
Yes,
we're getting
Allie,
real short on our time, but I think the messages were real good for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
stay
thank
positive.
You.
You're welcome.
I'll try.
Oh, bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Okay.
That number is 646-595-4274.
Often on switchboard issues, so back to the emails.
Okay.
Linda in Seattle. She has been alone. Oh, it just bends. There it is. She has been alone for over 4 years and wants to know how much longer she needs to wait for a meaningful soulmate relationship.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's see. It may not be as long as she thinks.
Right. Well, living in Seattle, for me, did nothing for my gloomy.
Oh, you're from that area.
I did not. All the rain and the sadness kind of just hunkered down and made you kind of feel a little dreary all the time. So I hope that your cards will give you a little light on the subject. And, let's see. I really wish that she could call, but okay. We're going to try to be, I know. She'll try to call another time.
Oh, yes, I'd love that.
Because I like to talk to people from my neck of the woods. Let's see.
Well, this is interesting. It's almost like a movie.
Ah.
This is what I'm perceiving as coming along soonest. I am hearing that word soonest, but it doesn't mean like tomorrow.
Okay.
But it means as soon as possible.
Okay.
There is going to be someone entering your world, coming in through a very unexpected means. But remember, I really don't think there are coincidences.
Oh, no, I don't
think everything happens
for
a reason.
I think everything is kismet.
But what's interesting is that this individual initially is going to rub her the wrong way.
Mm.
I think it's a sense of humor that is a little bit off center.
Oh.
And but you know when you meet somebody that's like kind of strange or weird?
Yeah.
At first you're like, what?
Yeah.
But then after a while
they intrigue you.
They do, and it grows on you.
And you're like, oh, I really kind of want to know what he's doing today or she's doing today. And you're like, what?
Now, this is someone coming
yeah.
through like a professional avenue.
Hmm.
And when they meet, like I said, she's not going to be impressed.
Not impressed.
But as time wears on, she's going to actually be eager for those little, like you were saying.
I had that.
You did?
Yeah. It was a weird situation. I mean, we were just PTA pals. And then one day I was like, I wonder where he is. And he was gone. He was just gone. And I emailed him, called him, couldn't figure out where he was. And then it turns out he was, you know, whatever.
But you're with him now.
I am. So a few years later, right.
Yeah, I had a man that called me a lot that irritated me a bit. And he would call and call, and I'd go, oh, I wish he would stop calling.
Yeah.
And then guess what? He did.
And then you were like, what happened?
And then I was like, you know, I sat there with the phone. I went, oh, my God, I'm going to call him. and then I just knew I was kind of a goner after that. So you're going to have a story.
Okay.
And
I like
stories
it.
Don't always start out, you know, rainbows and
right,
unicorns.
Right, they don't.
But, oh, my goodness, this is going to be one for the books. So just don't go looking for it everywhere that you happen to be.
Right.
Nightclubs and stuff are not good environments.
No.
I don't even know, coffee shops, can you meet good people there?
People who love coffee.
At least they're not drunk.
Drinking, right.
Yeah.
No. Well,
they're just hopped
they're
up on in caffeine, right?
You don't know.
Pastries.
Yeah, but don't just be fixated on
but
it.
But you said as soon as possible, so like...
It's coming to her. It's almost like a delivery.
Ooh, an Amazon delivery.
Yeah, with
Prime. We didn't mention that today at all today. Ooh, like
yeah.
You ordered him.
And forget the ones
there.
From the past.
Right.
You know, sometimes we start
Stop
reminiscing
glowing.
And we start feeling a little remorseful. No.
Don't do it.
Those all ended for correct
reasons. Right.
And that's going to be the reason you're going to end up with a fabulous new life. And, you know, people might say, how come our readings always seem to come out so... You know, like, happy. Because I don't think our lives are meant to be unhappy.
Yeah.
And when we use this method, we're able to actually improve the future.
Right.
We don't have to be doomed to live it.
Right.
So she'll know.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks so much, and I hope you'll call sometime when we can get calls through.
Yeah.
I'm a little glitchy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's no doubt in my mind that's going to... be
a good one
on its way to her, yes.
I like it. It should give the number.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I want to remind everybody, I have an app
for
this method. It's actually called Psychic Love Doctor. You can get that at the Google Play Store. Now, if you have an iPhone, there's been a problem ever since, what is it? Excuse me, Apple updated their
operating
system.
Yeah.
We've had some trouble meshing the app with that. But we have a great workaround for you. Go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. And on there, you'll see on the top menu, it says free reading. Click that. You'll see the very same thing that is the template for my actual app.
Oh, okay.
And bookmark it. Then you can use that anytime you want on your phone. It's the very same program. And I'll tell you, I use it. And sometimes it really kind of irritates me because
it's so spot on.
Yeah. Other times it'll give you the encouragement you need if you're going into a business meeting or if you're going to a job interview, if you're going out on a date. That little app will tell you.
What does it say?
It gives you, well, if you
like
ask...
Like an example.
Well, okay, like an example. Let's say I was going, after the show, I'm going into a business meeting.
Yes.
And they're going to want to talk to me. I'm thinking all about my creativity, what I can bring to this. And yet the app will tell me, no, these are dollar and cents people. They want you to talk profitability.
But what does it exactly say?
It's a little paragraph.
Is that, I didn't know it was a full paragraph.
Yeah,
okay.
So years ago, you had a card. You had a card that gave you the card of the day or the app or something. So it does something like that.
You can use this like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're here every Monday at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Eastern. That would be 3 p.m. Pacific.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully we will have more, phone calls.
We won't have audio.
Right.
Yeah, technical.
We're sorry, that's for sure. We do really love to have calls.
These little beasties, they truly rule our lives.
They really don't want us to go out there into the world and give people insight.
You know,
things. That's
it, too. I've often felt, especially in the beginning of my career, that there were a lot of dark forces that tried really hard. I mean, like big...
To stop you.
Big imaginary cockroaches running on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man in dark clothing that was always following behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'd have, like, something would happen, he would snicker into his hand. And finally, one night during the show, this was on AOL, I slammed my fist on the desk and I said, you get the H out of here, I'm doing this.
Nice.
And it was right after that that they all disappeared.
They all went away.
What have we got?
One.
Well, I want to thank Veronica for showing up and doing this show with me. I just love her input. And we have Jim, the techie guy, who's fielding the calls from News for the Soul.
Or the emails.
Or the Facebook messages.
Love you joining us on Facebook. Don't hesitate to call or send us a message. Give us some feedback. We'd love that.
Right.
And I guess we're close to saying adieu.
Right.
I want to thank everybody again and also share with you the words of my darling granny who taught me this amazing method. She said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Find all of the News for the Soul show hosts, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Click on their picture on the homepage to find all the links discussed in today's show. That's newsforthesoul.com.